Welcome to Soulful, the podcast. I'm your host, Layla Steed, psychic medium, healer, and mentor for women that are ready to embrace their soul-aligned life. This is a powerful destination for women that are seeking that irresistible invitation to lead a more meaningful, purposeful, and self-ignited life. This is a free conscious education tool if you are seeking greater self-connection and that familiar frequency of that feminine connection, then you are in the right place. I thank you for being here. Let's dive in. Good morning and welcome to episode 5 of Soulful the Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about lessons from a psychic medium, why you shouldn't leave the earth before your time. It's a pretty gentle way of putting that we're going to be talking about suicide today, and this is something that in my job I've had to deal with all the time. It's something that I see left on people's hearts all the time. And I have felt called to do a podcast about this for quite some time. And I haven't really known how to put this into words to be able to help, because that's what I want to do. Now, as a medium, I deal with a number of different things throughout readings. All different kinds of people come through. I get a lot of people that have crossed over that come through from suicide. It is actually probably one of my most popular reasons that people come to me. I don't know if up there in the spirit world, people are like, go to her and they make it happen here on earth, that people that have experienced a loss of someone in that way are just naturally drawn towards me. But I felt that it was really, really necessary to talk about this, because I know quite a few people that are suffering at the moment, that are struggling, that are like down in the depths of their despair and their pain. And let's be honest, being human at the moment, especially in 2024, the world, the chemtrails, the this, the that, we could talk about it all day. Everything does feel quite heavy, and it is a real conscious effort to remain light. It is a real conscious effort to protect your energy and feel like you're up against not only yourself and your mental health and you know, protecting all of that. It's also being up against so much bigger forces than yourself. And I think so many people have come to me, you know, just really at the edge of it lately, and just really like, I just can't do this anymore. I have felt this throughout my life quite a few times, okay? This is something I'm speaking from with experience, and something that led me to even creating my Instagram. And obviously I've spoken about how I even got here previously and how down I felt. You know, I've been there. But this is something that I felt was really, really necessary, because if you are struggling right now, and I know that many people are, I really hope that this reaches your ears before it's too late, because I am the person that connects you to your loved ones should you be successful in that, in taking your life. I am the person that has been the one that has brought final words that were never said to family members. And the weight of that weighs heavily on my heart. It really does. Now, this is something that I've really had to sit with, you know, should I share this? Should I talk about this? Am I even going to make a change? Is this going to be something that people even resonate with? And I've just decided, you know what, share it. If you're being called to, and if it's on your heart, then you should share it. Now, the reason why you should stay on the earth, basically, there are so many reasons, and I'm sure that some are unique to each person, but one of the most incredible things that I can tell you right now in this moment is, should you choose to leave, and many people do, and sometimes they're successful, other times they're not, that pain that you feel that you just want to stop, that feeling of helplessness and hopelessness and that really deep dark pit that you think that you cannot crawl out of, what you are essentially doing in deciding, hey, listen, I'm out, I can't do this, you are making a conscious decision to throw your family members into that same pit. And I know that that is morbid, and I know that you might not want to hear that, but that is a conscious choice that you are choosing. It's a transference of pain, of that darkness, of that pit. And it's saying, I can't hold it. I'm going to give it to someone else. And as someone that has sat there across from family members, as someone that has sat there and been witness to the scars and absolute fucking carnage of what is left behind, let me tell you something. You do not want to do that. Not only that, you do not want to see that. Now, I connect the dead for a living. It's what I do. I love my job. Some days are harder than others, particularly when I am dealing with someone that has suicided, that has come through. Because I want to tell you something. I am yet to have a person crossed over, come through and say, I am so glad that I did that. Not one person has said that. I have not had one single person say, I'm so glad I took my life. I'm so happy. I loved that decision. What I have had is every single soul that has come through that has chosen to take their lives, that has chosen to end it. They have all said, I have regret, and I had regret that second that I did whatever way they did it. And I feel really bad that I let myself as a human get to that point in the human experience, that I pulled the trigger, that I did that rope, that I did whatever it was, cut my wrist, whatever it is. What I have had is them come through from the other side and say to me, I wish I didn't do that. And I feel such regret, and I feel so sad. And I've seen the weight of the absolute carnage that I've left behind on my family members' hearts. I can see it from the other side, and I just want to say I'm sorry. Now, that has happened on every single reading. What I also have had is people that have attempted suicide as a call for help but have been successful and that have sadly passed. I have had people that might have been under the influence of drugs or alcohol. They might have had something bad happen that night or that day or at that season of their life, and they made a very spur of the moment decision to call out for help in that way. And sadly, they crossed over. And let me tell you, those souls are different. They're different. When they come through, there's quite a sheepish energy about them. They're usually pretty embarrassed. They will usually say, I didn't actually mean this. I feel really foolish that I gambled with my life like that. And the weight that I can feel of that one stupid decision, that one night, that one day, that one moment, that literally didn't just change the game for their life and the future of any possibility, but it also was a domino effect in their entire family's bloodline. You can't match that energy. Taking your life is not a simple way out of a hard season. Taking your life is not the way through mental illness. And I understand that there are people that are going to go, I don't agree with that. There are going to be people that are probably angered by what I'm saying within this. And if this triggers you, I'm sorry, but you do not understand the experience of what it is like to bring through these souls without actually having done it, without actually having experienced and seen firsthand. Not many people can say, hey, I talked to someone that suicided the other day. Not many people can say, hey, yeah, I just spoke to them. The last words they didn't get to say, I actually know them and I've passed them on to the family. Unless you have walked in my shoes or anyone like me that does this for a living, you couldn't possibly understand how deep this actually goes. A lot of these readings from suicide, I don't forget them. They live on in my heart. I can't get rid of them even if I wanted to. And it does weigh heavily on me, just as it does the family members. This is something that I have really debated on talking about. It is taboo. It is a topic that people really get uncomfortable about. They're like, oh, I don't like that, negative, yuck. But it is something that is so vital to discuss, because I have a feeling that so many people go into suicide thinking that it's going to stop. Life's going to stop. I get to pull out. I get to plug out. Off I go. Far from the truth. If you think that crossing over, that your lessons are going to stop, that the hard feeling is going to stop, that you're just going to get to go, okay, I'm going to unplug and that's it. Game over. Take me out of this matrix. It does not work that way. In fact, it's almost like you have to go back to the start of the Monopoly game. You don't get $200. You don't get to collect anything and you're just dumped back there again because you haven't learnt the lessons that you needed to learn. You have to go back, all the way back to the start and restart. That is not the easy way out. Now, I've heard a lot of people say, you know, suicide is a coward's way out. Fair call. As someone that deals with it, I wouldn't describe it that way. It takes a lot of guts to say, look, I'm out of here. It takes a lot of guts to do that. It takes a person of strength to be able to say, I cannot do that. But there is something that I have seen as a trend within these people is that they are all extremely gentle souls. They're very gentle. They're very quiet. They might have been loud on the earth. They might have been quite noisy, boisterous people. But as a soul, they're gentle. They're very soft. They're very gentle. They're fragile people. And usually that's why they have gotten to that point and that final stage that has led them to that choice. And it's because they take on so much. They take on so much. They wear so much. Instead of the water off a duck's back theory, they soak up every experience and let it go through their soul, and everything impacts them. And if you think about it like a bottle that's getting full with grains of sand, with every life experience and interaction and someone at the traffic lights and someone that they see when they get their morning coffee and someone was rude to them and this person did this and that person said that when they're a child and their parents and whatever. And it bottles up slowly and it's almost like it reaches that boiling point where it's overflowing and they have to release that valve. That is the feeling of it, you know, and I get it. I get why people do it. As someone that has been in that place myself, I understand wholeheartedly that life is fucking challenging. It can be so hard. It can be so tough. But that is what we're here to do. We're here to have these experiences. Don't get so stuck in the human that you forget why we are actually here. It's not so we can have a nice car and a nice house and raise a couple of kids and tick that off the list and go over the seas and tick that off the list. It's not any of that. It's to evolve as a soul, as a being. It's what we're here for. And opting out of that before your time is due is only going to send you back to the beginning. Probably with tougher lessons in a much more yuckier way, in a much more challenging concept that you have to work through. Now, what do I recommend if you are really in that depth? Every time I record this, day or night, it's currently 1:50 p.m., these cicadas start up. And they are so ear-piercingly loud. It's like I live in Cicada City. I don't understand. I'm sorry if it's a little bit distracting hearing them in the background sing their song to each other. There we go. They've stopped now. Thank you. But one thing that I want to say to you, if you are in those depths, if you are feeling that at the core of who you are, that you're like, I can't do this anymore, then I get it. Your soul gets tired and you're like, I need to rest. I just can't do this. I get it. But if you have reached that point, something that really changed the game for me when it comes to all of that was ayahuasca. Now, if you've tried everything and you haven't tried that, probably start there. You're either going to feel a lot better or a lot worse, but you might as well roll the dice with it. Now, did it change me on a really deep level? Absolutely. But that experience that you are going to go through with ayahuasca is going to show you a lot about the depths of where you're at currently. And I know it's a bit of a weird concept, but also microdosing, incredible for if you are in that, I just can't do this anymore. Incredible. There are studies on the cyclosobin. I'm saying it completely incorrect. I did practice saying that correctly, by the way, before this podcast. There are studies on how much that changes and evolves the brain. Go and give it a go. You've got CBT. You've got so many different things that you can use to try and help you through. Talkback therapy. I get it. I could go and list off Beyond Blue and Lifeline and all the things. And please do, if you do feel like that is something that is going to help you and you are at a crisis point, start there. But I've called them myself. And didn't do a whole lot for me. But what I believe is that when we are at that point where our knees are on the floor and you're like, oh, I can't go on. I don't know how to go on. I don't know how to pick myself up out of this black hole. In those moments, I want you to really think about everything that I've talked about here. And I'm a stranger. I get that. I'm a stranger. But I just pray that this finds the right people, that this episode really guides itself to who needs to hear this, because so often we don't get an account from the other side. I can't interview them. You're just going to have to take my word for it. Now, one in particular, and I know that her family will be okay with me sharing, I'm not going to go too much into the details of that, just out of respect for her. But this young girl had suicided. She had taken her life. Beautiful girl, absolutely stunning looking, had a very seemingly perfect existence from the outside, was really struggling deep mentally on the inside. And she chose to take her life. And I did a reading for her beautiful sister. And I did a reading for her mother, I believe. And let me tell you, I could see the pain in their eyes. I could see how that had changed them. Now, the lovely young girl that came through from the other side had shown me how she chose to end her life. And she spoke in great detail about how it was a call out for help. It wasn't actually supposed to work, and that she was really shocked when she crossed over, and that she just really felt for her family, her mom, her sister, her friends, her ex-partner. She spoke a lot about her ex-partner within the session and how she had impacted him as well, and that she had realized that his life has never been the same since. I also spoke to a father that had chosen to end his life and leave behind his daughter and his wife and children. His daughter was the one that came to me, and he had spoken about how it was gambling and money and just feeling like a complete failure that had led him to that decision. And although he did mean it wholeheartedly, he meant it. He was like, the regret that flashed before my eyes in that moment, that it's so final. is what he was saying to me. It is so final. There's no take backs. There's no, oh, I wish I could have done this, or I should have said this, or I could have made it right, or I could have done whatever. He's like, everything flashed before my eyes very quickly that I had fucked up. And not only had I fucked up as a dad, as a husband, and as, you know, someone that had come to the earth and really kind of messed up my journey there, I'd then chosen to leave and messed up the chance of ever making that right for anyone. It didn't hit him until that very second that he began to cross over and he realized, this is it. I'm out. There's no, how do I push eject? How do I stop this? But obviously passing over had already begun. That is very, very common from these people that I have read for. And let me tell you, like, as a child, and I've read for a lot of children whose parents sadly have chosen to suicide. And they are just so sad in their heart that their parent did not fight for them, that their parent didn't fight to be there for them. And I get to explain, which isn't always easy, that it's had nothing to do with them and that it had everything to do with their mental state and their mental health. But those words do not matter to a child that has grown up without a parent. They would prefer a flawed and shitty and bad experience of a parent than no parent at all, and the pain that they have felt. Trust me on that, hand on heart. I get to see it firsthand. I know these things. I've also read for many parents of teenagers that have suicided and over stupid things, over really mundane, in the moment, not understanding the concept of an entire life process that they have just cut short. Like, someone was being rude to them. Their boyfriend broke up with them. One of them was, their girlfriend had broke up with them, and he was so upset by that that he chose to take his life and do it in a way that was kind of like a bit of a half-assed attempt, but sadly it did work and his life was ended, you know. So to read for that parent and to be able to say, look, it actually wasn't on purpose and it was just so in the emotion, in the moment, and that he wasn't able to see that he's never going to get to be a dad. His mum's never, ever going to see him on his 21st birthday. He's never, ever going to get to marry the love of his life. He's never going to go on his first holiday. He's never going to go through the ups and downs and the good and the bad times of life and get to ride that roller coaster. And he didn't give himself the opportunity. That one definitely weighed heavily on me because he was so young. And to see the mum say to me, is it anything that I did as a mother? Being a mum myself, that broke me. And the way that I could feel his soul in that moment, the way that I could feel his soul felt, was just despair and absolute helplessness. That although he could speak through me for this small moment of his time and his mum's time here, that was the only way that he could really try and break through to connect with her, to let her know it wasn't you. You didn't fuck up. You didn't do a shit job of raising me. This was a stupid decision based on a teenage relationship. They call it situational depression that can cause a very quick spur of the moment. Boom, I'm taking my life, I'm out. That's what they labeled me anyway. It was situational and you're fine now and you just got to do this and jog on and you'll be fine. But in that moment, it doesn't mean anything for anyone, you know. So this is more, it isn't me bashing people that have made that choice, but I just want you to know that if you are in that dark place, do not discount the rest of your life based on how you are feeling now. And do not discount, oh, my family doesn't love me, or they don't understand me, or they're not going to get me, or I feel left out in my friendship circle, I'm never going to amount to anything. These are all small moments within life. You are discounting your entire life down to these small, infinite moments these moments that, sure, they feel big in the moment. Especially if you have mental health underlying all of this, it's going to feel like an absolute mountain and that you've got the weight of your world on your shoulders. You know, we get that. We read about it. We get it. I understand that when you feel that, that's in that moment, it is completely different. All this I am asking is if you get to that point, that you stop and you listen to this, because I don't want to read for any more people that have chosen to take their lives. I don't. It is one of the most heartbreaking parts of my job is to reconnect them with their family. And even if they do leave a letter, it is not enough. That is not going to take the pain off their shoulders. What an explanation is going to get rid of that off your mother and your father and your family? No, it is not going to be enough. Let me tell you, as someone that connects the dead to the living, that is not enough. The best thing that you can do for your family so that you do not transfer that deep grief and pain, because one of the things that I have witnessed since being a psychic medium and reading for people that have crossed over and connecting them to their families, one of the things that I have been witness to is that when there is guilt, so there's grief, everyone's got grief of some capacity. Obviously, if someone has passed away, grief is quite awful, depending on what age, what stage, whether it's a celebration of life or it was a shock or it was quick, whatever, there's different levels of grief. But if you have guilt, which is 100% what will happen from the suicide, if you have guilt as a building block underneath that grief, guilt and shame sitting underneath that grief, that is something that families and people do not easily move through, if at all, in their entire lives, especially mothers and fathers. No one should have to experience the level of grief that comes with suicide. No one. And it breaks my heart. It really does. It is one of the hardest parts of my job is to connect these people. And the second I can feel their energy, I feel it because there's shame. That is the first feeling that I can feel when I connect someone. And that's how I know it is suicide, is because I can feel shame and embarrassment. And why is there shame and embarrassment? Because that person knows I fucked up. I did the wrong fucking thing. I opted out before my time, and now I've transferred everything that I experienced here on earth and all of that pain onto you. And there is shame. And let me tell you, shame is one of the lowest vibration emotions that you can feel. You do not want to feel that eternity as you're crossing over. Now, someone asked me the other day, don't they go to hell? Now, to be honest, I don't believe in hell. I know, I said it. Obviously, there is definitely levels, just like there is levels to grief, levels to crossing over. There are definitely levels, and I do believe that, yeah, if you want to call it hell, facing your actions time and time and time and time again and seeing that pain that is transferable on your family's faces and having to face that emotions, hell, on earth, facing emotions is hard. So many people can't even do that as a living person, let alone having the sum of an entire life lived on your shoulders and then witnessing all of those decisions that you made constantly and constantly and over again when you're crossed over, which is what I believe can happen from suicide. Now, this is just my belief. This is my belief system. You do not need to adopt it. You do not need to be okay with it. But as someone that plays in this space regularly, as someone that is connecting people of this space regularly, this is what I have witnessed. You might have a different experience, and I hold space for that. If that's, you know, you've got a different experience and you're feeling a bit cranky about mine, you go off, you do your thing. But this is something that I have grown really passionate about since being in this space, because of what I have seen and the scars that it leaves on the living. And not only that, to literally talk to someone that chose to end their life, to have these conversations that were never said and final words that were never said or letters that needed to be explained, these things that I can't forget either. You know, there is a cost of me reading for these kinds of people at my own mental health, at my own emotional health. It's not easy for me to just do a reading like this and then go on about my day. Sometimes I have to take a week off work because it does impact me. It does hurt me. It is hard to digest. And I'm not even connected to the person other than to bring them through like a telephone line. Now, I've kind of gone off on a few tangents. I've spoken a lot about, you know, cognitive behavioral therapy. Cannabis oil is an incredible one. You don't just go and take these things from some backyard dweller. You do need to actually go and make sure that you are finding the right people. Ayahuasca is an incredible one. If you have been through post-traumatic stress, there are studies. There are scientific studies on what I am talking about. I'm not just throwing this out there. Obviously, magic mushrooms. Cyclobin. I think I always say it wrong. Cyclosobin or cyclobin. absolutely amazing for moving through big grief, big trauma, which is why people are choosing to do this anyway. Sometimes it's from this lifetime, other times it's from previous lifetimes. Once again, my belief, you do not have to adopt it. I can see it within souls though. And other times it's just a spur of the moment, silly decision, like I said, that comes from a very quick reactive emotional experience. Now, I do really encourage you that if you are in the depths, please seek help. Talk to people. Voice how you feel. There is no shame in saying, hey, listen, I listened to your podcast and I'm actually in that hole now. We've all fallen down at some stage in our lives. We've all thought, I can't do this. I'm tired. My soul is tired. I'm exhausted. I'm suffering mentally. I can't go on. You know, I get it. We've all been there. But please talk to people. Please seek that help. Please take on what I have said in this podcast. It's not often, like I said, that you get this point of view. Please take it on. Please try and understand it. Please grab onto this. Now, this is not for the people that are left behind. This is, hopefully it does enable you to understand a little bit more deeply. But this is for people that are in that hole right now that are considering going, I can't do this. Yeah, maybe that's something that's been on my mind. I've been playing with it and toying with it for a while. Please don't. Don't transfer that pain. Don't make me the person that has to connect you. Don't make me the person that has to pass on words that you never could say. Go and get the help to be able to speak them out now. Mend that relationship issue. Mend that issue with your parents. Try and see people as the souls that they are, not who you want them to be. I think that that is such a common complaint of especially kids that are thinking about suiciding is, oh, my parents don't get me and they're this way and that way. Try and understand them from their childhood perspectives. Try and understand a little bit more deeply why people are the way that they are, because that understanding is what is going to enable you to free yourself from all of those dark thoughts that come with thinking that you're a victim, that come with, you know, feeling like there's no other way out. When we understand the world around us a little bit more deeply and we can see things a little bit more clearly, quite often it brings about new perspective. And sometimes with this kind of darkness, the light will come from a shift in perspective. The light will come from realizing I'm not alone. Other people feel this way. I get a lot of DMs about people feeling that kind of darkness regularly. That's something that I do get quite regularly. And is it easy for me? No, it's not easy. But I have a different perspective on death. I have a different perspective on suicide because I'm the one that connects them. And like I said earlier, I just want to reiterate, not one person, and I've connected hundreds over the years, not one person has said, "I'm so glad I did that. I don't regret it at all." Every single person has had regret. Now that, for whatever your spiritual beliefs are, that is not a coincidence. How do you get out of that darkness? The only way out is through getting yourself help, understanding that life can be fucking hard and shit and awful, and then it's amazing and then it's awful again. But we are all here doing our absolute best. Some might have it more figured out than others. But please, I hope that this has helped. I hope that if you know someone that is in that darkness, that you can share this with them. And please know, we're not sharing trying to judge you. We're sharing because we care. You are not alone in these thoughts. People do this all day, every day. And unfortunately, that is not going to stop. But if I can help just one person before they get to that brink and that cliff edge and that moment in time before they make that decision, then at least my job is done. And me taking time out of my day to sit here and have this conversation with you is not a complete loss, right? I know it's a topic that many of us don't want to talk about. I know it's something that isn't easy. I know that we'd rather ignore it and sweep it under the rug. But we're becoming better, right? We're evolving. This used to be something that wasn't talked about. It was swept under the rug. You'd hear people whispering and they wouldn't, you never really knew how the person passed or what happened, and it was all very hush hush. And now people are talking about it more and more. We've got incredible organizations. We've got one locally called It Ain't Weak to Speak. That's their motto, It Ain't Weak to Speak. We've got incredible like mental health people out there that are really, really championing these kind of causes. We've got people that have started these things because they've been touched by someone that they loved that is sadly no longer with us, and it's inspired this change. You just don't want to be the people that have to be that change, right? No one wants to be that. They're just making the best of a shitty situation. So in saying that, I'm going to leave it there for today. But if this is something that has helped you, feel free to reach out. Let me know. The more that we share, the more that we post about this, the more it's going to get out there, because I don't really think that I've seen anyone talk about this from a psychic medium that actually does connect these people. I don't think I've seen that. So I just hope that this reaches who it needs to reach and that it does its job out there in the world. And that you don't feel attacked. You don't feel like there's more pressure on you. We understand that when you're going through darkness, sometimes all you can do is exist. I get that. I'm not asking anything of you other than to shift your perspective on this one thing that could change the rest of your life and other people around you for the worse. And it is a permanent choice to a very temporary problem. I hope you have a beautiful Easter long weekend. It's now wrapping up here. We're back to school and work and all the things tomorrow. Life goes on. We just want to have people there around us that love us, with us on this journey. As you can hear, the family and the cat now need me. And please know I am here to talk. This is something that I'm happy to talk about with you if that is you. I'm not trained to help people move through this, so this is not something I can speak about in a professional capacity with you, but I'm happy to let you know some of the experiences that I've had spiritually, and hopefully that can help you. I'm happy to put you in touch with people that are doing incredible things in that space so that you're not feeling alone, so that you can move through this in a really beautiful way and hopefully use your story to help others. You can be that change. I'm going to leave it there. I'll talk to everyone soon. Thank you so much for listening. One of the most beautiful things in life is connection. And I thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to connect with me. If you have liked what you have heard and you yourself are wanting to inquire about getting a reading, the information on where to find me is in the show notes. But as always, it was an honor spending this time together today. I hope that you have a beautiful week and I will see you soon for the next episode. Thank you.